I used to do that all the time with Rudy. Hey, listen. Roller out the barrel. Vintage Baseball Podcast. Season 3, Episode 2. We're about to put it in the can, as they say. Who says that? They shouldn't say that anymore. In studio. For like only my third in studio. It's not a studio. It's a closet. Right here from the Saginaw Old Golds. As I referred to her earlier, Little Miss Everything. It's Heidi Krenz. Heidi, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, we're doing good.
Awesome.
We're doing good. Glad to have you here. One of my favorite people in Vintage Baseball. The best thing about you is how willing you are to help everybody in Vintage Baseball. And if you're not helping a Vintage Baseball team, you're watching a Vintage Baseball game. And then you always end up having to do something because you showed up to a Vintage Baseball game.
Right. And I don't think I've ever really complained.
Probably. No, you don't. Unless you have a hockey game. That's your new thing. Now I have to hear that come out of your mouth all the time. Unless there's a hockey game,
I'm there for baseball.
And we're going to get into the hockey part of your life. Yeah, there's so much Vintage Baseball to talk about. Like I said, you're affiliated with the Saginaw Old Gold. So you know what? Let's start at the beginning of your affiliation with the Old Golds. How did you come across Vintage Baseball?
Well, Richard Curry, who's kind of started the Old Golds, contacted my aunt somehow to make a dress for their tally girl. They had someone in place. She was good to go. And then all of a sudden something happened and she was no longer able to do it. And so my aunt had already made the dress, and Richard contacted her, and he's like, we don't have anybody. I really don't need the dress anymore. And my aunt was like, I think I might know someone who could do this for you. So she reached out to me, and she said, hey, there's this old-time baseball thing. I'm not really sure what it is, but I got a vintage dress. It's really pretty. Come out to the house, try it on, and they just want you to keep score at home games. Okay.
What was your experience up until this point of keeping score of anything?
I started keeping score when I was really young for my dad's softball teams because I had way too much energy just to sit and watch his games. So they taught me to keep score.
Okay.
So I started keeping score back when I was like 7 or 8 years old.
All right. So that part of it didn't bother you.
Nope.
And you slapped on the dress. And yeah. What'd you think when you put that dress on and looked in the mirror?
Holy crap. Like, what? I had no clue what was going on. Like, this is a baseball game. They don't wear gloves. Just show up to the game and keep score. I didn't know a single person. I was like, okay.
And how far along were the Old Golds in the process?
This is their first season. So they played their first game, like the exhibition game against Bay City the summer before. But this was like their first full-blown, like, team season. So I showed up at the first game. All these crazy uniforms. No one's got a glove. I had no clue what was going on. All these strange rules. And they're like, just keep score. And they gave me a blank sheet of paper. I was like, okay.
So you're used to keeping score. I think it's safe to say, and maybe it's not, you can correct me, but you keep score more of a modern way.
I do.
Right. Have you seen the way it's...
Oh, yeah.
Like Paul Hunkley does it?
Yep.
And you don't like that way? I don't know anything about it. I've never seen it done.
I've tried, and I've wanted to do it that way, but our team wants more modern stats just to basically, I think, just to hold them over each other.
Them sons of bitches.
We don't publish them anywhere or talk about them anywhere, but they're like, at one point, they're like, oh, is there an inning where you think we score more runs than another inning? I don't know. Well, can you keep track? Okay, great. Well, how many putouts did I have compared to this person? I don't know. Okay, we'll keep track. So it became one of those things, like, over the years, they're like, well, keep track of this. Keep track of that. So
you got to just tell them no.
But that's not me. Like, I don't say no. You want me to keep track of something? Okay. I'll keep track of that.
You should just hand them the book. You old gold sons of bitches. All right.
Nobody. I don't like people touching my book.
Oh.
In this past season, I had to play, and other people kept score for me, and
you had guys on the team or wives? Come on, let's throw it out there.
Well, I had guys kind of kept score, and then Corey Terwilliger, God love her, from Walker Tavern. She kept score a few times and took pictures and let me copy her book.
And Corey totally screwed up the scoring. Let's say it. Corey.
Corey did an awesome job.
Okay.
But she doesn't do it to the details that I do. But nobody does. You're not supposed to. It's vintage baseball.
That's true. There is only a couple of stats actually kept in vintage baseball. I don't think any clubs really just do that, though.
No.
They do it their own way, but they all keep extra stats, I would say.
We do, but we don't publish them. And really, only the captains know those stats.
Yeah. So you're going along your first season. Everything's going good. And at what point during the season do they ask you to be the girl?
It was actually, like, they had nobody else.
So it was forced.
Before the season.
You were forced upon them.
I was. Yeah, they were stuck with me.
And at what point did you fall in love with it?
You know, the first game, I was like, all right, this is kind of cool. And then we went to the first world tournament at Greenfield Village, and it was awesome. Like, yep, I'm stuck with this. Because they only wanted me to do home games. I didn't even travel to, like, the first few road games. And then I went to the world tournament at Greenfield Village, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to all games from now on.
Now, when you were, how many years has the Old Golds been doing this now?
Oh, gosh.
Approximately.
8, 9?
Is it only 8 or 9?
Okay. No, 2008.
Oh, 2008. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's like 13 years.
Yeah.
Did you find that more people were into the vintage aspect when you started as opposed to they are now?
Absolutely.
Like, you're the only one out there in a dress now.
Nah, there's some.
Now, there's some other teams that have popped up recently, and I know that.
Was it the Grangers?
Oh, and the Grangers. The Grangers will do some stuff.
Yeah.
And I know that
Corey Twilliger dresses up.
Mr. and Mrs. Maxwell of the Detroit Baseball Club. Mm-hmm. I know that they do some. They will put in the extra effort on that front. But more of an effort was made back then. And now it has turned into just the game.
Yeah.
The single games.
It has.
What can we do about that?
I don't know. We've got to really get people to commit to going back to the way it's really played back then. Because everyone wears their shirts, like, to say, like, no gloves, no spitting, no swearing. That's not really true anymore. Everybody does it.
The players themselves don't hold themselves to a very high standard. And I think it's because there came a time. And I remember playing on Bay City when we'd have 16 guys show up to a home game. Mm-hmm. Numbers weren't a problem. And then when numbers started becoming a problem, you had to be more lenient with the people that were showing up.
Right.
So you're
got to get 9 people on the field.
That's right.
They let me play.
No, I can't. It reminds me of how we have workforce problems in the world today. You're like, you know, Jenny can be over there while she's flipping fries, and she can be on her phone. We can let that go, because she'll just quit.
Exactly. So it might take you an extra 10 minutes to get your fries, but you will get them.
And so now I think we don't do everything that we should be doing.
I agree.
On that. But I wish we could change it. And one of my things, and I always say, people are going to be sick of me saying this, I hate single games. Like, that is hard to get people to commit to just one game.
Yeah, with all the traveling and stuff.
They can find other things to do with their family.
Mm-hmm.
Friday night, everybody's like, I don't want to play. I don't want to go. But if you make it an event, if it's a two-team or a four-team thing, if you cut down your schedule, less games, more events.
Yes.
You know? And instead of playing 3 out of every 4 weekends, just a single game that means nothing. There's no stakes involved. Make it once a month with 4 teams. Make it a tournament. Have stakes.
Yeah.
If you don't like the competitive thing, still do a round robin where you play 2 or 3 different teams on the same day. No winner.
Right. Go out and play. I just love seeing everybody.
But single games, it goes by quick. It ruins your day.
Well, I mean,
it cuts off your day from anything else anyway. So what are you going to do?
Well, you know, you go out and play the game, and then you sit and eat, and then you sit and drink, and then you drink some more.
Well, yeah, that's how it should be played.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you need.
But so in all your time with Saginaw Old Golds, let's talk about some of the more interesting places you've had a chance to go. You guys really traveled in the early years and really put yourselves out there. So where are some of the really cool places you've gone?
The first couple years, we went out to Cooperstown.
Oh.
And so that was a lot of fun. And that was our first real introduction to East Coast teams. Different style of play. That was awesome. Then we went out to Boston. And we played the Mudville team out in Boston. And we've been to Gettysburg a few times.
Talking about Gettysburg, I want to get to one thing, and then we'll come back to Gettysburg. You mentioned earlier, and I didn't hit on it, that you like the East Coast rules, and you think we should all be playing by them. Is that where you were going with it?
It's a different style, and I think if we could all play that way, it'd be fun.
So Canton is currently under rearranging themselves mm-hmm. to do that.
Yep.
So Canton going, I don't know if it's happening this season. I don't know if they got enough people on their schedule that agreed to it. But Canton wants to go East Coast rules now.
Yeah, Saginaw would too.
I don't know if that's a spoiler, but it's real. Yeah. Saginaw would do that too, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't think Bay City would put up a big fight. I don't remember having any discussions about it, so I guess I have no information on that.
I think they would. They enjoy going out to Gettysburg and playing those rules. And I know Mount Clements tries to play.
I guess you're looking at teams because there is a divide between competitive and friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And I think any competitive team is willing to play any style.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll even play bound. They don't like it.
Right.
But they'll do it. And you got your friendlies that are just like, hey, we're just doing this for fun. And I understand that aspect too.
Yep.
If you're just a bunch of guys just out there having fun, you're not going to be able to do that.
Right.
So
you don't want to risk injury.
So there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Absolutely.
We'll play either way.
I wouldn't expect all the bound teams in the Midwest to just flip over to East Coast rules. You can't do it.
No.
You don't have the rosters to do that.
Right.
But if you're starting a club, I mean, start it that way.
Yeah.
Put your guy at catcher. Put your star at catcher. You know?
Right. And the East Coast is a lot more sliding than we do. I mean, if you don't have a team that's age appropriate for sliding, I mean, should I go out there right now? I got to slide. I ain't going to get back up till tomorrow.
Right. That's why I don't play anymore, because I didn't get back up until 3 days later. You ever try to lift a keg onto another keg when you're hurt because you had to run around third base once during a game? It's painful. Okay, so back to Gettysburg. You guys went out to Gettysburg, and now you're not allowed to go out to Gettysburg.
Right.
I'm going to ask a question. You don't have to answer it. This is not a place for, we don't get into the drama very often, if ever. And even sometimes we do, we don't mean to. I'm just asking questions, and I'm getting answers. And the question is, the Saginaw Old Golds are not allowed. They are banned currently to go to Gettysburg.
Yes.
What happened for that to happen?
We were out there. And we played all day Saturday, Sunday, had a great time, played absolutely phenomenal. We all came back home Sunday night after the games. We had two people that were related to each other, stayed there for an extra night. On Monday, they went and toured the battlefields. They took some pictures that were inappropriate, posted them on Facebook with monuments and stuff, and tagged everybody in them. And it became the entire team was out there doing things we shouldn't. When in fact, it was just those two people who are no longer with the team.
And by inappropriate, You mean
they were standing?
They
on
were
monuments.
Standing, and just one of the two,
right?
One was directing, and right. the other was doing. And they obviously did not know that was frowned upon, even though maybe a common sense thing. But and that got you guys a lifetime ban.
It did.
Up until this point.
It and, did.
What was the process? Did you guys have a chance to defend yourselves, or was it just decision and done?
It was kind of a decision and done. They claim they did a swift and thorough investigation, but they never really talked to anybody on our team to find out what actually happened.
Okay. So Gettysburg, which we have nothing negative to say. It's
no.
it's the crown, one of the crown jewels of the vintage baseball.
We love that tournament.
Yeah.
Festival and now, tournament.
And now they're going back to a tournament.
Right.
This year.
They do an awesome job out there. It is so much fun. We've always enjoyed going and being part of that.
I've never gone because I never get vacation time. Well, I used to not be able to, but now I'm old enough to have seniority.
Put it on your bucket list.
I would love to go out there, but now that I've asked you that question, I don't know if I'll ever be allowed. So we'll see what happens.
You should go. I really encourage everybody to go out there. It really is a great tournament.
Now, I know that Saginaw currently has the same problems as a lot of clubs in Michigan, and that's numbers. And that's getting more people to – new people to commit and their current members to commit to a season, a full season. It's hard. And but let's talk theoretically.
Mm-hmm.
Theoretically, if Saginaw was number-wise capable – Saginaw would want to go back to Gettysburg, yes?
Absolutely. We would love to go back.
And you guys, have you ever had a chance to talk to somebody at Gettysburg since then? How many years has it been?
What year did Walker win the Dream
Pavilion? I'm old, Heidi. I don't know numbers. I don't know numbers.
2016?
Let's say 2000. Has it been 5 years? I guess it could be. Yeah, 5 years. So whose ban is going to be lifted first, yours or Pete Rose's?
I think they both should be lifted. I vote for both at the same time. Let's just get it done, over with. But, we've thought about reaching out to Gettysburg and seeing if we can come back. But realistically, even if we did that, we don't know that we would have a team to even go.
But having it lifted, even if you can't go, still would probably make you guys feel better. Don't you think?
It would.
I mean, you got this weight of being banned for something that you guys didn't even do.
Right.
And
each year we know other teams that go out there and they come back and they're like, yep, they're still talking about it. And it's like the myth just keeps growing. So now it's almost kind of comical.
So is the fish much bigger in the story now? So now it's...
I believe it is. But
Give me one of the unrealistic stories you've heard about what happened.
Well, they just... You know, there's certain people that say that we just played totally horrible game, that we didn't do anything vintage. And, I mean, that was never our point going out there. We always had so much fun playing. We always had a good time with all the teams we played against. So
Saginaw isn't any less vintage than any other team in the Midwest.
So I don't know. I love Gettysburg. Our entire team loves playing out there. We'd be honored to go back.
You guys throw Ducky out there. He's 136 years old. How vintage do you want? He was alive when this whole thing actually happened. He's not going to hear this, right? Does he listen to this?
He does.
Oh, no. Sorry, Ducky. Okay. So, I'm only going to touch on Greenfield Village a little bit, as we still keep talking about vintage baseball. How in the hell did you guys win Greenfield Village last year? How did you pull the world's tournament? This isn't the right question. I'm asking the wrong question. Here is the right question. How do you guys not play baseball all year and then show up and just start killing everybody?
I've said that for a few years now. Your best MLB teams are so, like, the locker room is all perfect. I mean, they just gel. Our team, we come together on the field, and for some reason, it just works. Game's over, and we all go our separate ways.
You and I.
It just, I don't get it.
You and I, more than once, we get some of the adult beverages in us, mm-hmm. and we start talking about vintage baseball. I could talk to you about it for hours, and we do.
Yep.
For hours, but we both agree that it's defense.
It is.
That's why Saginaw's so good, and that's why they've won all these titles, is defense. It's not because they hit just as good as any other team.
Right. There's a lot of teams out there that hit better than we do, but defense.
They catch everything.
Exactly.
And they don't. Everybody makes errors because it's hard, but right. they don't make mental errors.
Right.
Those are big. Like, they remind me of the younger Rochester Grangers, who didn't have the most talent on the field, but they would beat you because they knew how to play the game, and they did it right. So
I think a lot of it, too, is, I don't know, if we just psych people out now. Where other teams are like, crap, we got to play Saginaw.
I don't think so. I don't think there's a psyching out. I think there's, when you play against the competitive teams that you do at these bigger events, they want to beat you.
Oh, absolutely.
It's you know, you've got that we beat Saginaw thing. Like, who beat, boy, I don't mean to sound like this, but who beat you for the state cup just a couple of years ago? A team that out of nowhere, like you wouldn't expect to lose the cup to. Was it the Early Risers?
Yeah, it could have been. We'll win the state cup at the tournament in the very first game the next season. It doesn't matter who we play. We lose it every single time.
But I want to say it was the Early Risers that beat you guys for the cup. They always have that now. That should go on their resume. By the way, we beat Saginaw for the Michigan State Cup.
Exactly. Boom.
And that means something. There's not a
lot. We had a decent team that day, too.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I wasn't playing.
How many times have you played for the Saginaw Old Golds when you weren't needed?
Never.
Oh, they should just put you in. These single matches don't mean anything. Don't you want some PT? Playing time, baby.
I'm working on it.
You always have your cleats.
I always do.
I know this about you.
Yes, I finally threw one pair away, so I only have two pair in the back of my Jeep right now.
So I always wonder why you show up to all these vintage events. And now I know it's because you don't watch TV. You don't have like the streaming stuff and all that. You don't sit at home and watch movies and binge.
I don't have the patience to watch a movie.
It's harder for me as I get older. But so you go to a lot of vintage games. Mm-hmm. I don't even know everything that you do. So if Saginaw's not playing and they have limited schedule now, and I think most teams do.
Right.
I mean, you go to Bay City all the time. Yep. You help Bay City.
Yep.
Where else are you going?
Oh my gosh, Ducky and I will look at everybody's schedule at the beginning of the season. And we're like, oh, who's got a game this Saturday? Okay, let's go there. So we'll go down to Mount Clements. We'll go down to Detroit, to the Early Risers, to anybody. We hit the Midland games.
Oh, yeah.
When they play.
I saw you at the Midland game.
Yep.
I got called to play with regulars in that Midland game. I didn't even know it was happening. And it's like right by my house almost. And I'm like, how do I not even know these things exist? And there you are. I'm like, right. Oh, she knows.
Yeah. She knows. We just grab schedules. When we see teams post their schedules online on Facebook or whatever, both of us will just screenshot it. And we're like, hey, this team's playing here. Let's go watch that game. Just something to do.
Speaking of Midland, if anybody out there knows anybody on the Midland Club, tell them to come to the festival. That's all I'm going to say about it. So your future in vintage baseball, where's it going?
As long as Saginaw has a team, I'll be hanging with them, probably playing a little bit more now that the numbers are going down. Bay City, I do a lot with them now because they actually have practices. Like, Saginaw doesn't have practices. So I'll go out to Bay City on Thursday nights and have practice and practice drinking a little bit and hanging out with them.
What do they call that? Beer-actus?
Yeah.
Beer-actus.
And they're going out to Iowa this year to the Field of Dreams, so I told them that I'm going with them whether they want me to or not.
Well, I'm sure they have no problem.
I hope not, but
Bay City is one of those clubs that does try to put forth an effort. They had a great umpire that moved to Texas, but they want to. They're one of the clubs that want to portray a more vintage, but it's hard.
It is.
To get people to do this thing. It's always been hard, but it was just easier in the beginning. So everyone's like, why don't we do it now?
Right.
There's no answers, Heidi, to fix the problems in vintage right now. I don't think there's one answer.
You need to get bodies on the field first. You get a solid team again, which is hard to do. Then you can kind of.
Bodies on the field that love the history.
That aren't. You know, they got to be a little stupid to play without a glove.
Got to be, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds like half of Michigan.
Right, exactly. That's why we still live here.
Any place you haven't had a chance to go to yet as part of a vintage baseball club that you'd like to get to in the future? I guess.
Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams would be one of them.
Yep, so I'm going to knock that off my bucket list in July, I hope. I'll go anywhere. Any new place that we haven't been before. I know there's teams over on the west coast of Michigan that I'd like to get to. There's a lot more places in Ohio and the east coast. I'd love to get out to some of the New York teams and watch them play.
Yeah. I think I'm going to the Doc Adams Festival this year if everything lines up. I'm really excited.
Yes.
About seeing a whole day's worth of baseball played that way.
Mm-hmm.
It should be entertaining. I think it might be more entertaining than the style we play here in the Midwest. I've become an anti-Midwest vintage baseballist. I don't know why.
I don't know.
I have issues.
And, you know, then there's Corky out in Minnesota. That'd be a cool place to go.
It's cold.
That's why I wouldn't go in, you know, the winter.
Yeah, they have some events out there. That might be a good, I've never even thought about that. Sorry, Corky. Maybe I should, 2023, be looking at going to Minnesota.
Yeah.
You talk like this in Minnesota, yeah?
Yeah, UP.
Is that right? Yeah? No? I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, you know, and I actually am friends with Facebook with some guys out in California, too, that play. Sign me up for that.
Yeah, they just had the Hall of Fame Cincinnati Red Stockings make a trip out to California just a couple years ago for something. I think the year before COVID took over the world. That would have been interesting. I don't know the style. You know, I've seen some Arizona. And I have a feeling California is more of a laid-back, bound style.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I think they have two different skill patterns out in California. I think they play a little fast pitch.
You know what? I would love
too.
To find out.
Yeah.
Missouri? I'll go anywhere. If you got a baseball game, let me know. And I'd love to go.
Let's talk about your other mm-hmm. scoring love. You're affiliated with the local OHL team, the Saginaw Spirit, and you keep score for them. How did you get involved in doing that?
The woman I work with used to house the players. She was a billet. And so her and her husband kind of got into the off-ice officiating, and she came to work one day, and she's like, we need another female, and you're coming with me to the game tonight. It's like, okay. I didn't know anything about hockey. She's
okay. So you knew nothing, and was the first interest in you helping keep score, or did it build into that?
No, she said, you're coming with me tonight, and you don't need to know anything about hockey. You'll figure it out when you get there. Okay. So I got there, and her and I worked plus minus. So basically, when a guy goes on the ice, you put his number, write his number down, and the guy that comes off the ice, you cross his number off. So when they score a goal, you know who was on the ice to give them, you know, the proper plus or minus. And so that's what we started doing. I'm like, oh, this is pretty cool. So I started that about the same time I started vintage baseball. I think it was the 2009-2010 season with the Saginaw Spirit that I started. And then so kind of learned the ins and outs of that. And then the chief of the off-ice officials, it was 3-4 years ago, said, yeah, I think I'm done doing this. Anybody else want to take over? He's like, Heidi, I think you'd be really good at it. And I forgot to say no.
You always forget to say no.
The following season, I got an email. This is to the general manager of the Saginaw Spirit. I'm no longer going to be the chief of the office officials. Heidi Krenz is taking my place. And I was like, okay, what?
Do you get paid for that?
Very little.
All right. Well, at least there's something.
Yeah.
Do you get to go in the special VIP areas?
I can go wherever.
Okay.
Yeah.
So which is easier to keep score of, hockey or baseball?
Baseball is easier, but I think it's more because it's basically just for fun, where the hockey stuff is like these guys are trying to become professionals. Their stats matter. It's a big deal.
And they're moving a lot faster.
A lot
faster.
Yeah.
A lot faster.
They're a lot more critical of where their stats are at.
And so they come. Do they come to you and are like, I want to see this? Or
they don't. The general manager will talk to me and say, hey, this should have, you know, can you look at this again? Video replay. Take a look at it, see what's going on. After the game, I submit all my paperwork to the OHL, and I will get emails from Ontario saying, hey, this is the head of the OHL. This wasn't done properly. Can you look into it? That kind of stuff.
Oh, God. Yeah. That's got to be the worst. So Saginaw, OHL, where are some of the cool – do you just do home?
Just home.
You just do home.
Yep, each team has their own set of officials.
Oh, okay. So it's not like home and away. They're just scoring the game.
Correct.
Oh. Have you gone to any games on the road?
I have. I've gone to, obviously, Flint, Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds, been to Windsor. We went over to London. That was fun. So I haven't hit all of them, but I'd like to eventually.
OHL being hit by COVID like everybody else was? Has it gone down?
Oh, yeah. Saginaw lost a lot of their key players when COVID hit because a lot of them moved to other leagues because I think the OHL was like pretty much the only one that shut down for an entire season.
Oh.
So a lot of them moved on and then didn't have to come back. We lost one of our best players, Cole Perfetti, is now playing for the Winnipeg Jets. So he kind of like, he really took off, which is awesome to see.
So when will you keep score for the Great Lakes Loons? When does that happen? When are you going to take that job?
I don't know. Give me a call.
Let me ask you this. When you go to a Tiger game or a Great Lakes Loons game, do you keep score?
I don't on paper. I do. And see, that's the thing, too. Even like with hockey, I can't even watch hockey on TV. It drives me insane. Because I follow the puck and like in my head, I'm like, okay, number 3 touched it to number 29. And it's like, stop. So I have a hard time watching on TV. Baseball, I can watch. It's a little easier to kind of relax and enjoy a baseball game.
I go to baseball games and I will keep score now. Mm-hmm. I never used to, but then I went to some baseball games with Tom LaRue, and Tom LaRue can't go to a baseball game without keeping score. And then, so we would go to a game like, well, yeah, he's keeping score, I'm going to keep score.
Right.
Do that. And now you got me addicted to it. So now I have to keep score whenever I go to a baseball game.
I would love to. I've never gone with people that would necessarily allow me to just keep score because we just have fun.
Right.
But yeah, I would absolutely do that.
It's peaceful. Mm-hmm. It's you're focused on the game. The game goes faster.
Oh yeah.
When you're keeping score.
Yes,
and
it does.
Because you're paying attention to everything, and baseball can be a bit boring.
It can be.
It can drag.
It can.
So.
And that's why when games end on a balk, you're usually okay with that.
Damn it, Heidi. Why? Why? I have to play a sound effect. That was a good one. Now he's going to talk about it for 5 more years, Heidi. God.
It's all right. It happened. History of baseball.
Well, he has redemption this year at the at the festival. He can play in the captain's match, and he just has to make sure he's not pitching at the end of the game. No one's going to call a balk anyway, and he'll just screw it some other way. If he makes an error to lose the captain's match, he'll be inconsolable.
Pretty much.
It'll be like a dog died. You won't be able to talk to him. He'll leave. He'll be gone.
Yeah.
He'll just walk.
Poor Silverback.
He'll walk home. Yeah. How long has your relationship been with Silverback as far as, did you know him before Vintage Baseball?
I did not.
Okay.
Nope.
What high school did you go to?
Freeland.
Okay. And you were a gymnast.
I was.
How good of a gymnast were you, Heidi?
I was average. I mean, it was high school gymnastics. But my junior year, we had an awesome team. Ended up taking state championship on bars my junior year.
Are those like the uneven thingies?
Yes. Okay. Yep. And then my senior year at states, I missed first place by 1/10 of a point.
Oh, French. It was the French judge.
It was.
The damn French judge every single time. Are there a lot of gymnastics teams in high schools nowadays? Is that a thing?
It is. I mean, not really in this area. We had...
I don't remember there being a gymnastics team when I went to high school.
Well, it was Freeland, and then Midland High and Midland Dow had teams, and Vassar had a team.
Huh.
And the Freeland team, actually, there was 5 of us on the team. 3 of us went to Freeland. There was one from Bay City Western and one from Nouvelle.
What were the events that you girls would do? And were any men? Was there men's teams too, or is this just girls?
Ours was just girls. We did vault, bars, beam, and floor. But we did have a meet in Heartland, I think it was. They had a men's team. So my freshman and sophomore year, we went down to Heartland, and we partnered with a male. And, like, our scores counted together for, like, a team score. And so that was a lot of fun. They did their events, and we did our events.
So is floor exercise, like, the... Is that when you, like, pick out a song and you dance around and then you dance yes. over into the corner and then you do, like,
tumbling and
running, whatever, yes. and do your...
Yeah, that's the basic gist.
You come down, like, you do the... What's the finish called?
The pose, ending pose?
The pose, I guess, and then you do some more dancing and everything. Yes. Is that the same event where they, like, will hold the ribbons and do the ribbon?
No. What is that? Rhythmic gymnastics.
Oh, how silly. How right. silly of me.
Rhythmic. We do artistic gymnastics. When you have the balls and the hoops and the ribbons, that's rhythmic gymnastics.
So what were some of the songs you used for your floor routines? Don't lie and say you don't remember.
No, I didn't have any. Like, I just had basically, like, classical type music. Nothing that you wouldn't. Here on the radio or anything.
That's it? Like, no yeah. Sister Christian or nothing?
No. Girl on my team had, like, Nirvana and stuff. She cut her own music. But there wasn't a whole lot of that back then.
Is there still gymnastics teams?
There are.
No kidding.
Yeah, Freeland has great teams. Midland has teams. There's a lot in Detroit. Detroit has everything.
Well, they can. They have right. people.
Exactly.
You know, high school, what was the group of people that you would hang out in high school? You know how there's the cliques. What was your clique?
I hung out with everybody. I was that person that had friends from every single
group.
Yeah. I didn't really have a lot of, like, really close friends because I was friends with everybody, because when school got out, I was in the gym for gymnastics. So I didn't really, like, hang out with a lot of people. And then plus, like, where I grew up, my house was, like, the opposite side of town out in the middle of nowhere. So there was nobody really, we didn't have a neighborhood of people to hang out with.
Okay, so when you went to prom, what mm-hmm. was the car that your date picked you up in?
He borrowed his dad's Blazer.
Oh. Was it in good shape?
It was.
Excellent. Hey, tell me about your physical and health education degrees. And your secondary degree as well.
Yeah, I went to SVSU. Had no clue what I wanted to major in. So I had a friend that wanted to do athletic training. So So she was like, hey, just come do this with me. So I got into the athletic training part of it and did an internship for 5 years. And they didn't have an athletic training degree at the time. So then I went to physical and health education. And in the middle of that, they got an athletic training degree, but I still decided I wanted to do the education part as something to fall back on. And then I loved math. And so I was like, if I can take a math class to get my GPA, you know, up and something I like taking instead of all this other science, history, boring stuff that I hated, then it was like a good semester. So I got my my secondary, you know, math teaching degree also.
How useful would you say math is in the world? let me rephrase that. Algebra.
I love algebra. I could sit and do algebra all day.
Okay, but...
But in practical world,
do you
not,
have to?
No.
It's like, how many years would you say you did some sort of algebra? From all the way from high school through college.
Like 4 or 5 years. It's the calculus that got me.
And calculus as well. Do you use any of that?
No. And unless you're becoming like an engineer or something like that, calculus is... You might as well speak German or, you know, it made no sense. There's no point.
And what's with, why don't we do the metric system?
Because we are the United States and we don't do that.
Except on certain things. We'll run a 5K race.
I love 5K races.
Yes.
I do those all the time.
You do those all the time. We should, yeah. See, we come up with stuff all the time that we didn't even prepare for.
Try to do a 5K at least once a month.
Do you do any of these fundraises where, like, in Halloween time, they'll do this where you're doing a race, but you're being chased by zombies?
No.
You don't do any of those?
I've never been chased by while doing a 5K.
Do you do any of these, like, warrior races where you're, like, diving in the mud? Do you do the...
Frankenmuth has them.
So Frankenmuth has the one where you drink beer at the end, right?
They have those, too, but they also have the Frankenmutter.
The Frankenmutter. Yes. You've done the Frankenmutter.
Yeah, it's awesome.
What are the obstacles in a Frankenmutter?
They have, like, where you got to climb up the cargo net and jump down into pits of mud. You have to go up and over an actual tank, which is fun.
Oh, wow.
And that's at the museum.
Yeah, I know the museum you're talking about. It's got the big airplane, doesn't it?
Yes, and the tank.
And the tank.
Military museum.
Yes.
That's an awesome museum. You're out in Frankenmuth and you want to go through that. It's very cool.
Yeah, it's a little bit off the beaten path. You don't just come across it. You got to mean to go there.
Right.
But yeah, absolutely worth the time. We should probably pump that up a little bit more than we ever have in the festival.
Absolutely. Damn. It's very much worth your time. It's a small museum, but there's a lot in there. And it just, you walk in, you just get like the goosebumps.
I always thought the Frankenmutter was at, like, where we played baseball.
It is.
It's everywhere? Like, you got to run down to the museum,
you
too?
You start at the museum, and you go back by Schaefer and Beerline. They have, like, their Jeep course, and part of the Frankenmutter goes through there. And you go down by the fields. You go all the way down to the pavilion. You jump into the Cass River. Then they have, they actually have, like, a cargo net like over the water that you have to go under, and it's a lot of fun.
I ran cross country in high school. You might find that hard to believe. I was signed up to do a 5K, the Bay City St. Patrick's Day Parade 5K. Yep. The year COVID hit, I was signed up to do with my stepdaughter Amelia, and then COVID knocked that race away, and I was in no shape to do that race, and I have never been in shape since, and COVID saved my life. And I'm one of the few people that can say that.
My first 5K, I had a friend. She's like, let's go do the Bay City, you know, St. Patrick's Day 5K race. I'm like, perfect. She'd been training for it. I'm like, great. I don't need to train for it. It's a 5K. It's 3 miles. Anybody can do that, right? I thought I was going to die. I'm like, who does this? This is the stupidest thing ever.
And now you do it once a
month. And now I do it once a month at least.
And do you care about your time? You keep track of your time.
I do. I care about my time. I want a place in my age group. Top three. But it's more just like personal. Like, I'm not going to.
Where's your favorite place you ever ran a race? You're like, wow, that was, that was very scenic or that was very fun.
The race we did down, I think it was in Northville. It was a nighttime race.
Oh.
And that was really cool. Everyone had the headlamps on. And that was fun. It was different. But Frankenmuth has great races. It's always good to run through Frankenmuth. They'd have a 4th of July race, and they have people set up along the race course
Do they have a race during the hot air balloon thing?
No. They have one.
I thought they had one that wasn't affiliated with it, but it was the same weekend.
I don't know. They have a February one and a July 4th one in an October, which they got rid of. And then they had the Frankenmutter.
These 5K races are everywhere.
They are.
It's crazy.
You can do one every weekend if you want to.
Yeah, you don't have to look hard to find one of those races.
They're fun.
You've been to Costa Rica. When you said Costa Rica in our pre-interview, your eyes lit up. Tell me about Costa Rica.
It's just beautiful. We went down to Manuel Antonio. And we got a house and stayed in a house, and there was no walls in the living room and the kitchen. It was just all open air. And when you went to bed at night, you made sure you closed your bedroom door because the monkeys would come and knock on your door and wake you up in the morning. And they stole all of our bananas and left banana peels everywhere. And our pool boy was not happy with us the next morning because there were banana peels everywhere. And you're not supposed to feed the bananas or feed the monkeys bananas. But it was just beautiful. Right on the water. It was gorgeous.
You left bananas out.
We did.
And you didn't think the monkeys were going to get to them? We didn't or nobody think had about told it. You about the monkeys?
No one had told us about it.
That's kind of creepy.
We didn't even think about it. You buy bananas. Where do you leave your bananas? You leave them on the counter, right? Yeah, well.
How many times have you been?
Just once. We went for a week and did a bunch of excursions and ate the local food. The fruit, like right off the tree, was just amazing. I would go back there in a heartbeat.
Have you gone anywhere else that you can compare Costa Rica to?
No.
Good question, Matt. Next question. What do you do for employment right now? What do you do?
I work for GM in warranty support. So when you take your vehicle in to get warranty work done, there's certain parts on the vehicle that has to have approval before the dealership can get paid to do that. So they have to come to us and ask permission. They send us pictures and stuff, and we'll tell them if it's covered under warranty or not. And then also all of the bolt batteries that are burning up that need to be replaced, I pay the dealerships for replacing those.
So when I asked Heidi this question in the pre-interview, she said she was a warranty support, and I was about to get up and whoop her ass for all of you, for all of my listeners, for all those phone calls you get about people, your warranty is about to expire, blah, blah, blah. I was going to take the bullet for everybody. I was going to jail tonight for all of you. I love you all so much, and she doesn't do that at all.
I do not.
Would you admit it?
No, probably not, because I hate those people. Those people have those jobs because they can't find anything else in life to do. Like, they have to be miserable.
There's other jobs. There's jobs everywhere.
I don't know why they do it. I mean, do you just hate life where you just want to be hung up on constantly? Man, how many people do they really talk to?
There's always one. I would say 1 in 20.
Yeah, and what's the average age of those people?
80s. What do you?
They have nobody else to talk to.
I don't even have a car. Well, the warranty is going to expire. Oh, I don't want the warranty to expire on this car right. I don't have.
Send me your $500 and we'll renew that for you.
Oh, hey, I wanted to ask you this. You're very close with Ducky. Mm-hmm. How did this relationship, and this relationship is it best friends or is it like a father figure? I don't know. I'm asking questions.
He's almost like a father. We're really good friends. He's like a father to me.
How did this start?
I didn't know him before Saginaw Golds. And when I started traveling with the team, his Ducky's sister actually lives three houses down from me on the same road, which I didn't obviously know when I moved in. Whatever. We kind of discovered that. But yeah, then we just started. He's like, hey, you want to go to this game? If you need a ride, let me know. I'm like, all right. You know, I don't have to try and drive and find these places on my own. So I just started going with him and we became good friends. And then since we're both single, we both live fairly close to each other. We go to the same bar. So then we started to become drinking buddies and it just kind of works.
You're still drinking buddies.
Absolutely.
Every time I have some sort of drinking event, you guys will show up
together.
And you usually show up sauced.
Yeah. Yeah, we do that quite a bit.
But definitely, it's a great relationship, for sure. Mm-hmm. Who wouldn't want like a best friend drinking buddy?
Right.
I mean, it's,
and he is like my father. He tells me stuff, and he'll help me out if I need help, and you know, he tells me when I'm talking to guys and he doesn't like them. So let me know. We're very honest with each other.
That's well, that's cool. As long as you listen to him, you trust him.
Absolutely.
Has he ever told you to? You ever have a guy hitting on you, and Ducky's like, "I don't like that one," mm-hmm. and you're like, "Okay," and you just turn away. Oh, yep. You've done it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a strong relationship right there.
I mean, because usually, plus the fact when that starts to happen, I'm pretty sauced, and so at that point, he's got a better opinion than I do.
All right, what we're going to do now, Heidi, is how many episodes of this this silly podcast have you, would you
say? Quite a few.
Oh, good. That's a good, we don't have to get into exact numbers. Usually the answer is one. But we are going to play Giving You the Old Pepper.
Okay, I'm ready.
Oh, see, you have listened to
this. I have. I usually disagree with everyone's answers.
So I'm going back. I found this one from season one, and we're going to ask the same questions, and I don't remember who I asked these to. All right. Here we go. Giving You the Old Pepper, Heidi Krenz. First question, what is your favorite pie?
I don't like pie.
Wow. You don't even have pumpkin pie on Thanksgiving?
No.
What is it about pie that you don't like?
My grandma worked in a bakery and made pie for everything. That's all the dessert we were allowed to have for any holiday was pie. And it just became one of those things where I just can't stand pie.
Do you eat cake?
Absolutely.
Okay. What is the last movie you saw?
Last night I watched The Princess and the Frog, a Disney show, cartoon show.
Okay. How'd you like that?
It was okay.
I don't think you've ever seen
it. It was a slow movie night.
Do you prefer bath or shower?
Shower.
Have you ever built a house of cards?
I have.
What is your favorite condiment?
Mustard.
Name something you are afraid of.
Spiders.
Do you believe in aliens?
Yes.
White or brown rice?
White.
Who is your favorite superhero?
I don't have one.
Stop looking at my wall.
Give me some options. I really don't care. Superheroes aren't my thing. Give me real people.
Wow, good answer. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being very patient, 10 being the highest amount of rage, how quick are you to road rage?
8 or 9.
Have you ever milked a cow?
No.
What is your favorite nursery rhyme?
Wow. I don't know.
Name one you like.
I can't even think of one right now, which is horrible because my mom had a home daycare my entire life.
You've blocked it.
I have.
You have terrible daycare experiences.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Yeah, that could be another whole podcast.
You won't eat pie because of your past. You won't. Yes. You won't do nursery rhymes because of have you ever owned a lava lamp?
No.
What is your favorite alcoholic drink?
Long Island.
What was your first car?
Chevy S10.
Bottled or tap water?
Tap.
Have you ever broken up with someone just before the holidays to avoid buying them presents?
I have not.
Name a current overrated Major League Baseball player.
Oh my gosh, I hate to say this. I think Miguel Cabrera at this point.
I wouldn't say he's overrated, though. I mean, he's not good right now.
Right.
But he's at the end of his career. But I think he gets the praise he deserves for when it's,
for when he for was. But he people was. Still think he's great.
He doesn't need to be batting third or fourth anymore. Let's move him down to seventh, can we please?
Exactly.
Oh, geez, it'll never happen, though. That's one thing I don't love like about Miguel, too. Give me your Mount. What's your favorite breakfast?
I don't eat breakfast.
It's the most important.
I know. I'll have a protein shake or something, but I'm just not a morning person. So breakfast is just kind of.
Name the most famous person you've met. Have you ever met? Who's the most famous person you've met? Even if they're not that famous, who would you say it is?
Other than you?
Yes. There's got to be somebody higher than me. Good answer.
I mean, Rosema was at the World Tournament the 1 year.
He's way, way above me.
Yeah.
Dave Rosema.
Yeah.
Didn't he kick somebody in the face?
Probably.
Was that Rosema?
I don't know.
Somebody charged the mound on Rosema, and he kicked him in the face. So it was there was a Tiger
that
pitcher
just
that
puts him up a notch for me.
Oh. Give me your... This is controversy right here. Give me your Mount Rushmore of Saginaw Old Gold players.
Oh, my gosh. How many do you got to pick?
Four.
Best four. It's got to be Squints McCulley. It's got to say Ducky. Boozy. Oh, my gosh. Only four. There's so many other people to put in that four spot.
That's right. It's controversial.
I know.
You're going to make... I don't think any of the old goats listen to this, except maybe Adam. So you're going to get away with it, maybe.
Well, then it depends on what year you're talking about, too.
No, all time. No, we're not talking about years. This is your all-time list.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even want to say a fourth person, because anyone I say is going to... I mean, you got... Lacrone, Ski, Bridges.
No, you don't know.
I know.
You're not playing the game. You said you were ready for this.
I wasn't ready for Mount Rushmore. Not, I hate Rush.
You
Mount Rushmore.
Are not playing. You can say one name for the fourth. One name. Don't start going, oh, it's between these 10 people. No. One name.
All right. Let's just go Lacrone then, because he's a great ambassador for the team.
All right. Well, and that he is. Former guest on the show. I had Lacrone on... at the World's Tournament.
Yeah.
In one of my...
I sent him your way. I told him he had to.
Oh, yeah. And he was great.
And he didn't... He even great. I didn't really have to twist his arm.
Everybody's gets a little hesitant about doing this thing, but he was great. I look forward to talking to him again. Oh, and then, you know, that's the ending music. Heidi, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime. Heidi is... Heidi's like my right-hand man, as she is for... Or right-hand woman... as she is for so many things in vintage baseball, but she's a big time part of the festival, the 2022 Michigan Vintage Baseball Festival in Frankenmuth. So whenever you see Heidi out there, make sure you give her a big thanks for all she's done in the past for the festival, all she's done in the past for the Saginaw Old Golds, Bay City Independence, and all that she's willing to do for vintage baseball. If we had a Heidi Krenz in every town, there was a vintage baseball team. I mean, things would go a lot better.
Everybody needs their, you know, Heidi Ho.
Everybody needs a Heidi Ho. That's a good way to end, Heidi. Thanks, Heidi. Vintage baseball Thank community you. Owes you a debt, and we love you. Thank you.
Bye.